Switching to English now, just to give an idea as how the whole premium is calculated. I'm not going into all the details because that would be a little bit complicated on this floor. So I'll give you a basic idea as to how a premium for a person who goes on retirement is calculated. The premium is based on the total pension. So what is total pension? In your case, it would be the carry-home pension, the retirement benefit, including the lump sum that you have taken. So it could be a one-third lump sum, or it could be some other percentage that you've taken, but the whole amount is included as the total amount. On this, we would prorate it for 20 years of service, which means that if somebody has done 15 years, then we would prorate it to 20 years. This again is a rule that is applied for people who started before 1 July 2007. I see there were a few people who started after the 1st of July 2007, and for them it would be prorated to 25 years of service. So the total pension prorated to 20 years of service. Of course, if you have more than 20 years, nothing will change. And on this, there is a 20% tax deduction, so which is 80% of your total benefit, on which the percentage of premium is applied. The percentage of premium, of course, is depending on how your coverage is. It can be single with a dependent or with more than one dependent. The new percentages are for a single person is 3.4%. For a person with one dependent, it is 4.4%, and for one with more than one dependent, it would be 4.8%. Then you would have children who are considered specially protected, which is over the age of 21 years, 25 years, until the age of 29, they are covered. I would just like to add one small detail over here, that when you go on retirement, you saw the slide which said that you would need to pay an advance of 900 or 1,400. We request all of you to ensure that this payment is done. The reason being that when you retire, there might be reasons why the pension does not get paid immediately, which means that it might be because they wait for some papers or some formalities need to be completed. And as a result, you would probably not be getting a pension right away. So what does this mean? That we would be unable to calculate your premium until you start getting a pension. So basically, the 2, 3 months, 4 months, you might be covered without paying a premium. Although you would be covered fully, but you are being covered without a premium being deducted off your pension. So when you come back, when the pension fund starts paying you the amount, your retirement benefit, we would do a retroactive calculation, which is for the 3 to 4 months. So the deduction would be pretty much higher than a monthly premium deduction. So this 900 or 1,400 would cover that arrears which we are calculating. So net effect would be that you would either have a credit or the deduction would be comparatively less. Also, another thing is if that amount is not received by the medical insurance when the time when you're retiring, your file is put on hold. So what does this mean? Again, it's that until the formalities are completed, we unfortunately would be unable to honor any reimbursements that come in. So we request all of you to ensure that you pay this amount in time, if possible, even a month or two in advance, so that you have done that possibility. Because the risk is always that a retiree, a person who's going on retirement, would probably have other things to take care of and would be traveling into another country or leaving the place and going. So you tend to forget, and then this creates a little bit of a problem. So I request all of you to ensure that the payment is taken care of, and when you have the premiums, you would be sent a statement explaining the details of it. It's sent only once at the beginning, and after that, you would see your premium deductions on your pension statement.